Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm John Horn with critics Christy Lemire and Tim Cogshell. First up, the horror film Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Christy.
This is a great entryway to horror for tweens and young kids. It's legitimately terrifying at times, but it's also a lot of fun. And if you like the whole Guillermo del Toro brand, you will enjoy this.
Yeah, yeah. Also appealing, though, to older horror fans in that sort of way, set in the 50s. And that Guillermo stuff, that thing he does with the creatures, it's all right there for you.
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark is the film directed by Andre Overdahl. It's rated PG-13 in wide release. Dora and the Lost City of Gold is a family adventure based on Nickelodeon's TV series Dora the Explorer. Isabella Moner stars as the title character. Tim.
Well, this is just a whole lot of fun, and Isabella Moner is just wonderful in this Dora the Explorer movie with all the little tropes from the cartoon series. It's just fabulous.
Isabella Moner is doing here what Amy Adams does in Enchanted so well. She's in on the joke. She's making fun of a very wholesome, perky character, but she lets you know that she knows it's ridiculous, too. This is a lot more fun than it looks.
Dora and the Lost City of Gold is directed by James Bobin. The film is in wide release and rated PG. The Kitchen is a crime drama starring Elizabeth Moss, Melissa McCarthy, Tiffany Haddish, and Donald Gleason. Tim.
This movie's a mess. At the screening I was at, the people didn't really mind the mess because the ladies were shooting a lot of dudes in the head. So, you know, if that gets you there, it'll get you there.
Someday they are going to teach this film in film school as an example of what not to do on every single level. It is a massive and depressing waste of a great deal of talent.
The Kitchen is written and directed by Andrea Berloff. It's rated R and in wide release. Brian Banks is a biographical drama starring Aldous Hodge and Greg Kinnear. Christy.
This is based on the true story of a standout high school star at Poly High School here in Long Beach who is falsely accused of rape and how he spends a lot of time in prison and has to register as a sex offender afterward. It means well, but man, the timing is problematic for a story about false rape allegations.
Well, there it is. But everything you said, perfectly well-made, dramatic film, well-acted in every way, but man, not today, please.
Brian Banks is from director Tom Shadyac. It's rated PG-13 and in wide release. One Child Nation is a documentary from directors Nanfu Wong and Jialing Zhang.
This is stunningly hard to watch about China's longtime one-child policy. You think you may know about it, and it just keeps uncovering layer after layer of just shocking and heartbreaking new material.
No, ditto that, and absolutely devastating.
One Child Nation is rated R. You can see it at Lemley's Royal Theater in West L.A. For our critics, I'm John Horn, inviting you to join the full hour of Film Week every Friday morning at 11 and Saturday at noon on 89.3 KPCC or anytime via the Film Week podcast. It's available wherever you like to get your podcasts. Have a great weekend.